Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:15 as we progress into the week and also into the month of September. Thursday, September 19th already. And it truly does seem to fly by the time. Next half hour, we're going to talk to St. John Baptist Parish Sheriff Mike Traeg. He was pretty adamant the other day when he talked about this video that had gone viral of an officer. It looked as though he were dragging the student by the neck. He wasn't. And it's one of these situations where a video goes viral, but it's only 8 or 9 or 10 seconds of the video, and it doesn't show the whole story. So I think it's going to be an interesting conversation with Mike Traeg next half hour. Right now, we're going to have an interesting conversation with our friend, Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Tell me about the flu season, and how do we know? Because I think some health experts are saying it could be a severe season. How would they know that now?
Well, usually it's predicted by how the flu goes in the southern hemisphere. And if that's an indication of what's going to happen in the northern hemisphere, the recent flu season, for example, in Australia, where winter has just ended, came a little early, and they had what I think would be described as a moderately severe flu season. Whether that'll be the case here this year in the northern hemisphere is unclear, because as we know, the flu is really unpredictable. But they had a moderately severe season, not as bad as 2017, when I think both southern hemisphere and northern hemisphere had had what would be described as a severe season. So we'll have to wait and see. Last year was a little milder. This year, hard to say. We're seeing a few cases right now, but it doesn't usually pick up until October, November, and then peaks around February, but can last all the way through the spring. But we'll have to wait and see. But they had what I would describe as a moderately severe season, which makes us very cautious about what might happen here this year.
Do the statistics the numbers of people, percentage of people who get a flu shot directly correlate to the severity of the season?
It can, in the sense that we know that only in this country, for example, only about half of the people who should get the flu shot get it. And as a result, they serve as potential vehicles for transmitting the flu virus infection to other individuals who are not immune. And as a result, you don't have that herd immunity, if you will, that can decrease the transmission amongst populations. And so we really encourage and try to do a better and better job each year of immunizing more and more people. 50% is woefully short of where we should be in terms of getting the flu vaccine.
We hear herd immunity a lot, Doctor, and for people that don't know what that is really, would you explain it?
So it's the idea that if most of the population, if not all of the population, is immune against a certain infection, they can't get infected, and as a result, they can't transmit it to other people. So typically, we like to shoot for herd immunity rates, if you will, of greater than 90% in order to really make an impact on the transmission of these vaccine-preventable illnesses. But again, if only 50% of the community is being vaccinated, you can see how many people are transmitting it amongst themselves because they have no immunity against the virus that's circulating in the community in a particular year.
There are a lot of objections, I know, to flu shots, and I would ask the audience now to text them to me at 870-870, and Dr. Lopez will address them. Because you don't want to get sick and you don't want to get a flu shot if for whatever reason you shouldn't. So again, generally, Dr. Lopez can give you some information. He can't tell you specifically about you because naturally he's just going by a text or a question and not specifically examining you. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, are you going to get a flu shot? And your chances or your responses, the things you can choose from, yes, no, haven't decided. As it stands now, 63% are saying yes, which I guess makes Dr. Lopez happy. 25% say haven't decided. And if you want to text in and tell me why or why not you haven't decided. And then 13% are saying no. 620, more about the flu season and flu shots when we come back. Right now, time for WWL traffic. It is 624 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you'll find a headline that says, Claws Out, Three-Way Candidate Debate Tonight at LSU. We'll talk about that later on this morning. We're talking about flu shots right now with Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases. And I know a lot of people don't have the time, or they're driving in rush hour. They don't like to hang on the phone, so we let you text in your questions if you like to 87870. And Dr. Fred Lopez, LSU Health Infectious Diseases, some of the texts that are coming in. Can you get a flu shot too early, and when should you get it?
So typically, you should get it when it's available, and that's usually in September. Most people should go ahead and get it right now. However, if you're a little older and your immune system isn't working as well, you might wait until October to get the flu shot so that you can remain immune throughout the whole season, which can extend all the way to May, for example. So I would say in general, if you have it available to you in the setting that you work in or in your pharmacy or at your healthcare provider's office, go ahead and get it. But if you're older, you might wait until October to get it so that you can make sure that you're more likely to be protected from the flu throughout the whole course of the flu season, which typically picks up in October, November, usually peaks sometime between January and February, but can extend all the way until May.
And I don't know if we covered this or not, Doctor, but it all depends on what goes on in the southern hemisphere, right? Because they're experiencing winter, and from that you can kind of figure out what it's going to be like here.
Yeah, that sometimes is a bellwether, if you will, for what's going to happen here in the northern hemisphere. So again, moderately severe season that just is that occurred in Australia somewhat predicts what might happen here, but it's always unpredictable. Part of the issue that they had this year was that the strain of flu virus is a nasty one, the H3N2 virus that predominated in Australia for their recent flu season is one that we know is usually associated with more severe flu seasons. And if that happens here, we might also experience a more severe flu season as well. But again, too early to know. It's always unpredictable. And I think the key is to get vaccinated. I was happy to hear that more than 50% of the listeners intend to get vaccinated. That's better than the general patient population. Again, we don't do as good a job of getting our population vaccinated as we should.
I have a bunch of texts here. I'm going to make amalgams of two of the most popular. One of them is the contents of what's in the vaccine, and one of the ones that stood out to me, canine liver in the flu shot and mercury.
Yeah, this is a safe vaccine. It's been evaluated season after season after season. I don't know. It's monitored. I think you can feel comfortable that it is a safe flu vaccine that's being administered in this country. And as importantly, it's an effective flu vaccine. May not be 100% effective. We know that it's only on average about 40 to 60% effective at reducing illness in the population, but it does prevent complications even in those people who get vaccinated and still go on to develop the flu. So the safety issues, I don't mean to disregard on an individual basis how one feels when one gets vaccinated, but in general, this is a very safe vaccine and a very effective vaccine, although not 100% effective.
The canine liver, is that just a myth?
Yes. I mean, this is a safe vaccine, okay. Again.
Now, when it comes to the other text, or people are texting and saying when they did get a flu shot, it was the sickest they've ever been. They thought they were going to die. They'll never get another one in their life. Your response would be?
Yeah, it is possible to get vaccinated and still get the flu. There could be a few reasons for that. One is that you maybe were exposed to the flu virus shortly before you got vaccinated, and that's why you went on to develop the flu, because it does take about 2 weeks for your immunity to build up to a level to prevent you from getting the infection. So that may be one reason. The other reason is that as good a job as is done to predict what flu strains are likely to predominate in a given flu season, sometimes they're not included. And the ones that predominate are not included in the flu vaccine, in which case you could still get infected because it's not a strain that is being seen in the following flu season, because these decisions are made months before the flu season begins. So that's another reason, is that the strain type may not be included in the flu vaccine. And the third is your immune system. Some people's immune systems are not as robust and healthy, and as a result, they don't develop the levels of immunity that are needed to protect from infection.
And finally, go ahead.
So I was going to say, there are people who are going to get vaccinated and still get the flu. Again, it's not 100% effective flu vaccine, but it does prevent complications if you do go on to develop the flu. And for many people, it will prevent them from getting the flu and protect them from other strains that might emerge during a given flu season, because that's what happened last year. We had a wave of one type of flu virus early in the year, and then in the latter part of the year, we had a secondary wave that came through that was with a virus that wasn't as well protected by the vaccine.
I thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time, and I hope you come back before October, before the start of flu season, because we want to try to give people the information they need so they can make an informed decision. 6:30, when we come back, we'll talk to Sheriff Mike Traeg about this video that went viral, but it does not tell the whole story. And I think a lot of videos are like that as it relates to the police departments. Right now, time for WWL First News. And for that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.